KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. As the astronaut hero of Interstellar, Matthew McConaughey's Cooper has a soaring vision of human destiny. It's definitely the right stuff to save our species, even if our home planet is doomed. We are explorers, Coop says fervently, not caretakers. This gospel of aspiration resonates strongly in these troubled times, and it's matched by the film's ambition. But Christopher Nolan's odyssey through the space-time continuum is stuffed with stuff of bewildering wrongness. It's a space adventure burdened by turgid discussions of abstruse physics, a wavering tone, visual effects of variable quality, and a time-traveling structure that turns on bloodless abstractions. The story begins in the not-so-distant future. Coop, who once flew for NASA, is now a farmer in spite of himself, and he's not the only one forced to scratch out a living from dry soil. Humanity has outrun its resources. Ecosystems are near collapse, and subsistence farming has taken on a global meaning. Connecting Coop so closely with fundamental issues of environment and food is another resonant choice. Last weekend's dire United Nations report on global warming could serve as a promo for the film, which Christopher Nolan directed from a script that he wrote with his brother Jonathan Nolan. Then Coop is summoned to a higher calling, a really higher calling, by a mysterious sequence that evokes the premise without the grace of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Suddenly, the slow-paced Interstellar is in a warp-speed hurry to blast off in a spaceship so its hero can search for humanity's next home in the cosmos. It's as if the screenwriters had decided to skip any intermediate steps on the reasonable assumption that we'd seen them all before. Unfortunately, we've seen much better examples of visual effects before. One of the production's unintentional mysteries is its unexceptionalism in the visual realm. But Interstellar is exceptional in one sense. Extraterrestrial sagas often fail to ignite until they slip the surly bonds of Earth. This one gets groundbound in space. The conversations of the spaceship crew, which includes Anne Hathaway, sound like midnight in a freshman dorm at MIT. Talk about gravity, talk about time, talk about how to reconcile quantum mechanics with the general theory of relativity. Is nature evil? What's the structure of a black hole, of a wormhole? Without a wormhole for the spaceship to go through, the movie's title might have been Interplanetary. There's more to the movie, of course. Its core is a father-daughter theme. Will Coop be able to keep his promise to return to his family and his beloved daughter Murph, who's played as an adult by Jessica Chastain? But the answer is absurdly complex, and it's conveyed in an abstract climax that manages to shrink the already shriveled emotional impact. Like so much that has gone before, it's mumbo without jumbo. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.